Good morning. I certainly hope everybody is having a great start to their Wednesday. It is Wednesday, March 3rd. I am Rick Ellington, and this is your morning buzzcast. Texas Governor Greg Abbott yesterday announced that the state will be opening back up to pre-pandemic levels as soon as today. And that has some wondering how it will impact the state's sports teams. Specifically, some people around the Texas Rangers are now openly wondering if the team's redo of opening Globe Life Field for home fans could come with a full house when the Rangers play there for the first time next month. The team in a statement said that they were encouraged by Abbott's announcement, but didn't go much further than that in putting out any details. The team had been planning to welcome fans back this season, but they have not announced any ticket policies, in part because they were waiting to see what the folks in Austin were going to do. Most of the pro and college teams that have allowed fans back have opened up anywhere from 5 to 25% capacity as the limit in order to adhere to proper social distancing protocols. So seeing as many as 40,000 fans at Globe Life certainly would be a jarring sight and one that could send a signal to the rest of the sports world. However, of course, there are some that are already pushing back on that possibility, saying it's way too soon to have that many people at one event. The entire minor league baseball system missed the entire 2020 season due to the pandemic, and it'll be a little bit longer than anticipated before teams take the field again. ESPN's Jeff Passan was the first to have that the AAA season will begin at least a month later than its scheduled April 6th start date. Major League Baseball instead will operate alternate sites like it did during last season, with the hopes that will result in easier oversight for COVID testing and protocols for those prospects and potential major leaguers. Officials also hope that the delay will let players receive any vaccine before heading to their respective minor league teams. The rest of minor league baseball already was set to begin play at the beginning of May. This is obviously a big year for minor league baseball, as it's the first year under the new streamlined system implemented during the offseason that cut it down to 120 teams and direct affiliations with respective leagues and their parent clubs. This story broke yesterday morning, and I find it very interesting. Four championship-winning female athletes, Alex Morgan, Sue Bird, Simone Manuel, and Chloe Kim, have combined to launch Together, a media and commerce company that is designed to put a spotlight on female voices. This follows in the footsteps of similar athlete-founded media companies like the Players Tribune and 35 Ventures, with the idea being to create more media opportunities for women's sports and their participants. Together is operated and funded by private equity-backed firm Magnet Companies. We've seen that leagues like the WNBA and the NWSL are on a somewhat of an upward trajectory, and the Tokyo Games this summer, of course, will provide a huge platform for top athletes, so it will be interesting to see if this initiative can be successful and find some footing with its mission. Couple quick hitters here. The Seattle Storm yesterday unveiled a new logo as part of the franchise's first major redesign since joining the WNBA more than 2 decades ago. It keeps the same green and gold color scheme and prominently features the iconic Space Needle, but the new marks do look much more modern than the previous logo. We all know Seattle is a great basketball market and certainly supports the Storm, so I'm sure plenty of new merchandise will be sold around town when it becomes available. England and Ireland are working together to launch a bid to host the 2030 FIFA World Cup. The bid, which also would include Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, has the endorsement of UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and the government is pledging to chip in and help the effort. England hasn't hosted the event since 1966, which is really hard to believe, but there probably will be a whole lot of suitors looking to land the coveted 2030 event, which will mark the 100th anniversary of the World Cup. And finally, two Basketball Hall of Famers are making news this morning. Magic Johnson is joining the board of directors at Fanatics, the latest corporate tie-in for the former Lakers great. And Shaquille O'Neal is becoming a founding partner and investor in Majority, a new ad agency based in Atlanta that is focused on diversity. Shaq also is scheduled to make his debut tonight in All Elite Wrestling as part of a heavily hyped tag team match. I wish I could spend 20 minutes breaking down the matchup and how he and Cody Rhodes will feel against each other. I don't know that this is the right platform for it, but I may have a slight review of his performance in tomorrow's Buzzcast. Just a tease that might draw you back. That's your Buzzcast for today. I do hope that everybody has a great Wednesday.